Time for another graphphysics.com video presentation. So, beating the dead horse. Yeah, and frankly, in my view, it's dead. Okay, physics is dead, has no credibility. It's just a matter of, how long will it take for you people to smell the maggot-infested, rotten corpse and concede the argument and start over and build something better than a bunch of bullshit, just propagandized by bullshitters, just little fanatic religious believers. They have their little special holy words, the scalar and the vector. Ooh. it's just so silly. There's always context to everything, and I just found this curious that De Hilster, this Saturday, has titled this video, "Where Do We Go From Here?" Yeah, there's nowhere to go, okay? Until you can argue with them, until they will allow you to demonstrate their weaknesses, the flaws in their religion, until you can have the debate, I guess the churchgoers will just keep going to the church because they won't know that there's another theory somewhere. This evolution thing. They'll just stay ignorant. You have to go where the show is, and the show is in their churches, so to speak. There's no other access. The rest is all obscure and, just doesn't stand a chance. So, back here. Yeah. All right. It's just so tragic. Anyway, I got way too much going. I didn't reboot, and I'm trying something new, and so this video might turn into a pile of crap. As a production quality might be down. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, we'll just play some of this. There's just probably no point, and there'll be nothing to say except, "Oh, too silly." Something like that.
This video is about vectors and scalars, and also contact and non-contact forces.
So let's understand that the second half is even dumber than the first half. I mean, vector, scalar, okay, nobody, no average person is going to know this means anything. There's no such thing. I mean, every force in the universe is a vector. It is, okay? Even when it's going in all directions, that is like gravity, it's coming from all places, so to speak. There's much gravity here as there is right next to me. But they're separate gravity, okay? It's not the same gravity. The force itself is always going in a direction, so there's no such thing as an undirected force. I mean, that's just stupid. It's more than stupid. It's silly. I mean, it's taking some sort of relativity thing to some sort of bizarre place and saying, well, how can you sit there and say it has, the potential to be in any direction? That doesn't even mean anything. It's still only going to travel in one direction. That's what forces do. They travel in one direction. So I guess it's more of wave theory nonsense. That one wave is somehow going every direction and it only lands in one place or some kind of crap like that. I don't even know how you come up with some kind of notion of a force that doesn't have a direction. So they're going to split up two words, velocity and speed. And they're going to say speed is a scalar. Who knows where speed is going? You're going fast in no direction. I'm going fast in no direction. What? Okay, it's just too silly, right? And velocity has a direction. Yes, I have a velocity in a direction. Well, duh. Okay, would be the answer. And this comes to the kinetic energy nonsense, where they say kinetic energy, unlike momentum. See, momentum has a direction. You know which way you're going when you have momentum. Can't evade it. So when the pendulum is swinging, that has momentum in a direction. But somehow, the kinetic energy part, the part that they say is this a replacement for momentum, that was overtly proposed by all of the people proposing it as a replacement for momentum, not something to coexist with momentum, from the 1600s and the 1700s, there was no, let's have momentum and kinetic energy, you know, the kinetic energy formula, vice versa. Let's have both. No, nobody was saying that. It doesn't make any sense. So somehow the kinetic energy doesn't know where it's going, but the momentum does. Same pendulum swinging. Yeah. Come on. I mean, how can it make any sense? Isn't this just babble, a baby talk, wishy-washy, mishy-mushy? How can anybody take physics seriously if they're going to play word games like this? Come on. You can't do it. You can't take it seriously. All right. So I want to draw something just because I want to try this. Yeah, so I'll draw something just you know, not for your benefit, okay? Just for my, let's see if it works. Okay, so now you have a closer up view. Yeah, that's pretty exciting, right? I don't know if it really is. Let's see how close I can go. Okay, see, now that doesn't work. So this, okay, is always going to be on top, I guess. I don't think you can change that. No, you can't change that. Didn't think so. So I always have to have this on the outside of that. Well, that's not too hard to do, is it? And I just did it. Anyway, I can always move the camera. But I won't do that. So the simple experiment that disproves the whole idea of kinetic energy is the lever. Could be the pendulum too. But I mean, the idea is so simple that you can convert, using a lever, you can convert one force into another kind of force. That is, you can use a lever to pick up a rock or something else, because you can use a longer motion this way to essentially cut the weight of this in half. So say there was a rock over here you were trying to lift, and you want it to weigh half as much. Well, you make a lever that's longer on this side by twice as much, and therefore you'll move twice as much distance to move the rock, the same amount of distance it would have taken from here. So now you've expanded the amount of distance or time that it takes to apply the force. And so now you can apply the force longer, okay, which means less force per millisecond. And that makes it possible for you to lift the object, because the object will feel like it weighs only half its original 50 pounds. It will only feel like 25 pounds because you're using this trick. So levers can lots of ways demonstrate, you know, you can use them to demonstrate the force reality. And so the simple obvious thing to do is to put a, you know, one half weight object over here and a double weight object over here, and understand that they would be balanced, and that if you did, you know, make a nice lever that shot things straight up and down, and they landed at exactly the right time and all that stuff, what you would observe is this one would travel 4x as high, because it has two advantages. It's going twice as fast, and because it's twice as half as massive, it only is affected by half as much gravity per second. So it can go twice as high just because of the gravity thing. And it's going to go twice as high because it's going to start with twice the velocity. So it's going to have two velocities to start, and it's only going to have one half the resistance from gravity. So it'll go four times higher. But it's going to be the same force when it hits here. It's not going to be 1.4 or some other silly number. And obviously it can't be, because if it lands with 1.4, then this would only leave with 1.4, and it would just keep losing energy. But so clearly this faster object equals this. There's no doubt that momentum works, and it makes sense. Kinetic energy doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to say when you're doing this, you have twice as much energy as when you're doing this. It makes no sense. Just like this isn't twice as much energy as this. Okay? It's not twice as much energy. Same amount of energy is going to be applied. One's going to be applied over a larger amount of distance than the other one, or a larger amount of time. And that's all. All you're going to do is change the amount of time it takes, or you're going to change the amount of distance, but it doesn't really matter how you switch those around. The fact is the total force you're going to apply, you know, the force total will equal momentum. That's, okay, that's Newton. This is what Newton did, okay? Force equals the change in your momentum over a period of time. If the time is total time, then this is a 1, and you can understand it's just change in your momentum. That's what force equals. There's no F equals MA nonsense. There's no scalar nonsense. None of that stuff has any relevance at all to real physics. And it's all this simple. I mean, a lever proves it. Levers prove there is no kinetic energy. There cannot be any such thing as extra energy on this side. It has to be the same amount of energy. There's no way around it. You know, because you put a little kid over here on a seesaw, let's say, and you have a fat kid here. Okay, so the fat kid weighs twice as much as this kid. You really think when the little kid's going up, he's going up with twice as much energy? You really think so? Or do you understand? No, it's the same amount of energy. When they both go up and down, it's going to be the same amount of energy on both sides. Durr. All right. Yeah, I think that went fairly well. So far, so good. I can slide that right back down there, which is good. So far, so good. So let's play a little bit of this nonsense and then get out of town. There's no point. So this video's got 7 views. It's like a week plus old. I was going to do it last week, but it just isn't interesting enough. So today just happens to be a lull in the stream of brilliant physics coming from the talking heads. So I don't have any of them to ridicule. So I have to pick on this poor slob.
So the learning objectives are to know the difference between scalar and a vector quantity.
Okay, made up nonsense. That's the difference. We need an excuse. So see, what they do with scalars is they create what's called a dot product. So what they do is they say, here's the value of the energy here. Well, I should say here from your viewing point. Okay, here's the value of the energy. And I'm going to have another thing, a dot. I'll put a dot there. It doesn't mean multiply, really. It just means dot. And I'll put over here an indication of what direction it is, because I figured that out, because it's obvious. So instead of just putting an arrow over the top of it saying it's going left, it's going right, whatever, you know, it's plus or it's minus by my relative position, instead of just doing that, they just create a dot product that keeps track of the direction. Now, they're not supposed to multiply this times the dot product. They're not supposed to see the dot product as a new quantity. It's supposed to be just a direction. It's supposed to be just telling them what direction it's going. But see, they can use these math. They can manipulate this. And in the end, what they're actually going to do is multiply the velocity twice, because they made one of the velocities a dot product. So that's why... That's part of the chicanery. That's why the words exist, is to create opportunity for shenanigans. Because they don't have any meaning otherwise. Now, the idea of contact and non-contact forces, I didn't finish that point. It's ludicrous, right? Because all of the forces are, in a sense, non-contact, in the sense that the force, okay, affects you, not the thing itself. So electrons don't hit electrons. They hit each other's resistance, okay? In the sense the force hits them, causes an effect, and the effect is going to be get closer, get further away. But in the end, they never really hit each other, okay? That's not part of the game they're playing. So there is no contact, in a sense. Cars hit cars, but when cars hit cars, they're really electrons hitting electrons, and the electrons don't really hit each other. They hit each other's field of force. It's all force contact.
To be able to identify scale and vector quantities used in physics, in particular in forces.
And used for no good reason. Used by some ludicrous notion that when the pendulum's swinging, I I don't know which direction the kinetic energy is moving in, but I do know which way the momentum's moving. So somehow, there's only mv involved, right? So when I have 1/2 mv squared, somehow I don't know which way it's going. And when it's just mv, I do know which way it's going. Now, if that isn't a gimmick, what the fuck else do you call it? It's silly. It's silly to say you have any less information regarding the direction of kinetic energy than you have regarding the direction of momentum. You have exactly the same amount of information regarding direction. So it's just a big fib. It's just a distraction. It's just a game they're playing.
You know, the difference between speed and velocity, be able to identify.
Right, silly. You all know that it's a silly distinction. The words were never intended to be different. So it's just baby talk again.
Identify contact, non-contact forces and understand what's meant.
So there's no non-contact force, and even stuff that happens at a distance, the force is traveling the distance. So photons travel across space to imply their force. Gravity is a stuff in the universe. It's energy in the universe. It takes forever. You know, it takes 8 minutes for the gravity to get here from the sun, just like it takes 8 minutes for the photons to get here. The change in the field of gravity.
By a balanced and unbalanced force. Quickly check the spec. Tells you that scalar quantities have magnitude only. Vector quantities have magnitude and associated direction.
Right, and so exactly how could you have a magnitude, whatever that would be, and it wouldn't have a direction, except in the case of potential, you know. And potential energy, again, isn't potential energy. It's kinetic energy that you're going to interact with by going into it, by jumping in the rain. The rain is falling. You can jump in it or you cannot be in it. I can be in gravity free-falling if I'm allowed to free-fall. I'm still in gravity when I'm sitting in somebody's hand. It's just that there's an opposing force now that has negated my gravity. But I'm still in the gravity. I'm still being affected by it. I just can't gain any velocity. I can't add my velocities because my velocity was negated.
A vector quantity may be represented by an arrow, but the length of the arrow represents the magnitude, and the direction of the arrow, the direction of the vector quantity.
So again, it's just too silly, right, that there could be any such thing as a force that doesn't have a direction. Then anything could be going a speed without a direction. That somehow we don't know the direction. We have just as much information regarding anything that has momentum. Then, you know, it's mv. They're the same variables. How can the mass or the velocity confuse us? Using the same two variables to define your kinetic energy, how come you can see what direction it is when it's momentum, but you can't see what direction it is when it's kinetic energy? It makes no sense. It's silly.
There'll be examples of this. There are 12 quantities here used in forces. I'm just going to talk through whether they're scalar or vector. So number one, mass is a scalar quantity because you cannot have a direction. It is just got size.
Oops. And you would never apply a dot product to it or anything else. So it's not even that it's a scalar quantity. It's that your mass is completely meaningless. The only thing that would matter would be weight. And, oh, you don't have that on the list. But, yes, weight would be something that could have a direction. So, again, playing games. All right, weight is the only thing that has energy. Mass doesn't. Okay, your mass alone doesn't do a damn thing. Your mass has to be pushed in a direction to do something. It has to be given weight.
Only, and also you can't have a minus mass. Number two is distance.
You can't have, again, it doesn't mean anything until mass has weight. And the only thing that's going to matter is its velocity. That gives it weight. Velocity gives mass weight. Gravity gives you velocity. Your velocity is your weight.
Is a scalar, whereas the equivalent vector quantity is displacement.
So again, just more mush, like there's a difference, like somehow we could tell the difference when there's no telling the difference. There's no circumstance you can come up with where displacement is going to be any less obvious or noticeable or detectable than a distance. They're both going to be exactly the same thing. So word game for the purpose of math manipulation, for the purpose of distortion and distraction.
Distance is how far you can travel in no particular direction.
So how far you can travel in no particular direction. I mean, this is physics. This is supposed to be a science. And they'll say something that stupid. I travel the distance in no particular direction. No, you didn't.
Whereas displacement is how far you've traveled in a particular direction, how far you've been displaced.
Yeah, it's the only way you can travel anywhere or go any distance is to, in fact, do it in a direction. And it's just more word games.
Speed is a scalar quantity of how fast you travel, whereas velocity...
So how fast you travel in the non-direction. Oh, I'm traveling really fast in no direction. They're saying there's a real thing doing that. This is, again, this is like their invention of extra dimensions and other bullshit. This is just such overt bullshit.
Velocity is used as a vector quantity. That's how fast you travel in a particular...
Yes, when I'm going a speed. Yeah, so, again, just there's no possibility for there to be any such duality between a speed and a velocity. They are identical things. They are exactly the same thing. You can never have one in any circumstance that would be in any way distinct from the other. You would never be able to tell a speed, the difference between a speed and a velocity. Ever, 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 ever. You could never make something having a speed and then make something having a velocity and then show me how they're different. Because they won't be, in any respect, different.
Direction. Energy is just got size. It's...
So, again, mush word in the sense that we're both saying momentum is energy. That's what Newton said. That's what Descartes was saying. They weren't calling it something else. They just didn't have the word energy yet. So you're just playing a game, a word game. Energy is momentum. You'll never tell the difference between them. If you show me some momentum, I'll show you some energy. If you show me some energy and claim it's no momentum, I'll show you that it is in fact momentum. So you'll never create anything called an energy that isn't a frickin' momentum.
Scalar quantity. Time has just got size.
So he just throws them over there, doesn't talk about them at all. Time has just got size. Again, complete bullshit. It's either got size going backwards or size going forward. That's it. It's got a direction. You're either going a distance in the future or you're going a distance in the past in terms of both of them being abstractions because you'll never travel there. You'll never create any circumstance where you went there or anything involved there. So it's just such a pile of crap, again, to play a game like somehow time is doesn't know which way it's going. Yes, if any of clock is ticking, we know which way it's going. It can't actually tick backwards. You'll never make a clock go backwards in any real sense. You'll never tell time backwards. Ugh.
Scalar. And it also is a scalar quantity.
Well, just throw it in there for the hell of it. So energy is the same thing as power. It's just too silly. Again, more word games. More silly, stupid word games. You have to have energy to do work. Work is energy. Heat is energy. Heat is work. It's all the same thing. Heat equals energy equals momentum equals... They all equal each other.
You're just having size. Momentum, which we'll come on to later, because it relates to velocity.
Right, so energy is just as related to velocity. There's no disconnect between kinetic energy and velocity. The V is right there. It's squared, actually. They're squaring the velocity. They're making it even more important. So if velocity is a vector, then kinetic energy has to be a vector. I mean, again, games people play.
Of an object. Then, because velocity is included, it must be a vector.
Because velocity is included, it must be a vector. Exactly the same definition in words could be used to describe kinetic energy. Because velocity is a vector, then kinetic energy must be a vector, because clearly it has a vector in it. Same exact logic could be applied. I mean, it's just, I can't believe these people say this crap and they don't even sit there and wonder, why am I saying something that's stupid? I just said momentum's a vector because of velocity being a vector, and velocity is a big V squared in my kinetic energy formula. So how can I pretend I'm confused when it's kinetic energy? I don't know which way it's going. How can I be confused?
It must have direction. Current also, when you studied electricity, you know, can have direction.
So this is a, so I don't know why this word is in there. Okay, it's really dumb for it to be in there because you don't even have current going in the right direction because Benjamin Franklin made a mistake. So you're not even getting that one right anyway. But I'm not sure why current is in here and something like voltage isn't. That's kind of stupid.
Because it can go in two different ways. It can have a plus and a minus sign, if you like, and so can forces.
Yeah, and so can everything on this other side have a plus and a minus. So again, just more bullshit.
And acceleration is the last one we'll come on to later.
So again, F equals ma. We have acceleration. So how again can you say kinetic energy isn't a vector when it's clearly made of either velocity or acceleration? Either way, you pervert the formula. Even when you pervert it by throwing a rate in there, which acceleration is, why would that, why aren't, why isn't playing by the same rules? Oh, because they don't want to play by rational rules, because they want to believe in their fairy tales.
Is a vector quantum.
And they want to believe that their traditional figures are right. I don't even know what they're defending. Like I said, if anybody just reads a little bit of the history of Leibniz and the whole vis visa controversy, just read a little bit of it and you'll figure out how, wow, this was all just horseshit. This was just the bravado. There was no evidence here. There was no rational argument. There was just, I'm right, and if your math doesn't agree with my math, your math is wrong. And nobody bought it. That's the funny part, right? Nobody bought it until some French woman, okay, with lots of money, played with whatever pop culture in France and somehow, gave everybody a brain freeze.
Let's have a look at two pairs, if you like, scalar and vector, speed and velocity. Speed is simply how fast you're traveling,
In no direction.
whereas velocity is how fast you're traveling in a particular direction.
And so I don't know. How do I go a speed without going in a direction? Oh, that's right, I can't. And how do I go a speed in no direction and somehow hide my direction? Oh, that's right, I can't do that either.
Speed in a direction. So this car, you could say it's traveling at a speed of 20 meters per second, but if you want to describe its velocity, you will add the direction.
And this one obviously has a direction and had an arrow. It's exactly the same car. He obviously can't draw the difference between a scalar and a vector. Obviously, we don't see anything different between this and this. No difference. Because he can't draw the difference, because the difference is ludicrous.
We don't always say northeast, west, south. In physics, we normally have a plus going one way and a minus going the other way. Okay, the second half is about contact and non-contact forces. This is quite straightforward. It is what it says it is.
Oh, this is so straightforward that it's a complete nonsense, really.
Contact forces are objects of physically touching each other.
Okay, so we know that objects actually don't do that. That's just an illusion. Okay, we're not banging against physical objects. We're banging against the forces between the physical objects.
Whereas non-contact forces, they're not in contact, they are physically separated. So just remember the examples below. Probably worth writing these down. Friction, air resistance, tension, and normal contact force, which we'll come to later.
Okay, so, and obviously they're not normal contact forces. So again, you have the problem where when you're actually affecting the surface of something, you're affecting it because your electrons are, are exposing another electron on the surface to a force, and it's reacting to the force you imposed upon it, and it's going to move. So it is a non-contact. He's not going to describe anything that's actually a contact force. That won't, in actual physics, be a non-contact force.
Are all contact forces, whereas gravitational, electrostatic, and magnetic...
Well, clearly gravitational is a contact force in the sense that if you understand the force is carrying momentum, and the force is in fact pushing you into the Earth, because there's more of the force above you than there is coming from the Earth below you. Because the Earth, by having a bunch of matter in it, the matter is moving. Because the matter is moving, it's using force to move, and therefore less force is leaking to the surface.
Magnetic do not make contact. They can act at a distance.
Right. So it's acting at a distance because there's an actual force that has to take time to actually travel. So there is no action at a distance that isn't through some mechanism that actually is in the physical universe and actually does take physical time to get from one place to another. If it was a magical force and it wasn't a real thing, then why would it take time to get someplace? Duh.
Non-contact forces. Remember, in force vector quantity, you should be able to describe the interaction between pairs of forces.
So force is a vector quantity, so I don't know. Does that make any sense to anybody, right? When clearly what they're using is the F equals MA to create the silly E equals 1/2 MV squared. So, yeah. Too silly.
Gonna come on to. So let's have a look at balanced and unbalanced forces. This is Newton's first law.
Apparently this guy's a teacher. It just said in their student should be able to blah, 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 blah. So he's teaching teachers how to teach. Yeah, right. Just say it. Don't think about what you're saying. Just say it.
Back to this in a future video. Isaac Newton said that basically a body will remain at rest or continue.
Basically, right? So they always just turn things into the basic description, the paraphrase, rather than what they actually said.
To move with a constant velocity as long as the forces acting on it are balanced.
Or non-existent, which, you know, doesn't seem very probable in the actual universe we exist in.
That means
and again, they won't be balanced even when they appear to be balanced. I mean, not moving relative to the Earth doesn't mean you're not moving relative to the Sun or in the actual absolute universe. You are moving. You're just not moving in a direction you can see because something else is moving or not moving. You don't have a lighthouse somewhere that is going 0 miles an hour. So if we had a lighthouse in space, it just blinked, and it was the one thing in the universe that wasn't moving, then we could judge movement, absolutely. But there is no such lighthouse. So we don't know when we're all moving in a tide. And, you know, we have no idea.
Cancel each other out. And therefore, this car, when it's stationary, has no unbalanced force. The forces are balanced, so it will not move.
And again, they're balanced only in the sense that they equal the surrounding forces. Everything in the surrounding area, all the matter in the surrounding area, has the same affliction. Okay, it's infected with the same circumstances, and therefore it's moving in the same direction in absolute space.
Okay, but if it is already moving, then it will continue at a constant velocity.
All right, well, we won't bother with this, because this is just really rudimentary stuff that any idiot we can all know, and there's no real disagreement. It's the idea of what they turn Newton's third law into is the real key one, right? Because obviously they don't believe there's equal and opposite. Clearly they think the gun, it's acceptable for the gun of a gun, the barrel of the gun, to have 2 joules of rebound. What the hell you call it? Recoil. So there's only 2 joules of recoil energy, and there's 2,000 joules in the bullet. Now, it's clearly not equal and opposite reactions. Same explosion goes two ways, Somehow it only creates 2 joules this way and it creates 2,000 joules that way. That's their theory. When the facts are, no, it's 2 joules this way and 2 joules that way. The bullet doesn't have any special extra energy. It's 1,000 times less massive, and it's going 1,000 times faster. So it's just the difference between 10 single dollar bills. The gun has 10 singles. You know, each atom has a dollar. And the bullet, each atom has 10,000. That kind of relationship exists. Because it's 1,000 times different. 1,000. No, sorry, not 10,000. So there's 10 atoms in the bullet, 1,000 atoms in the gun, you could argue. And you just say, yes, one has dollar bills, the other one has $1,000 bills. There. Equal. All right. Anyway. So, enough. And such. So, reasonably successful experiment. I can draw a little better. You'll see it a little better now. Probably. Maybe. Maybe that's how it'll work out, right? You can see that better, right? That's definitely got to be an improvement. Still at an angle, which I really can't fix. So I'll work on that without having some kind of, you know, silly camera position that will end up being in my way. So I have to move one camera over here and then have one camera over here or something like that. Well, maybe I'll do that someday, but it won't be today. I don't believe it'll be today. It might be today. Depends on how I feel. All right, so this I have to get out of the way to be able to hit the pause on this. So I have to hit this without messing something up. Oh, but I can't move it unless I get this more out of the way. There, that'll work. Okay, because now I can hit the button. All right, so, yeah, there's a little bit of frame rate problem. I did get another really cheap video card. It just happens that it doesn't work too well with this version of Linux. So, that was disappointing. But I might be able to load drivers. I don't know. Loading some other video drivers is, you know, who knows if that's going to work. Ugh. I don't want to break something. Anyway, so, till the next time, and such. This has been a draftphysics.com video presentation, and such. Yeah, that's good enough. Till next time.